Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody tone. I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along
with
FSO Aftermath. So, we did have pay-per-view last night, which would be Bound for Glory, which kind of happened earlier in the day. Alright, well, we was all sleeping. It was already recorded, so it was like a tape pay-per-view. So we can say that. I didn't watch it because just the setup that they had, just like, oh no, forget it. So I'm just going to look for the results and I'm gonna tell y'all what happened, and I guess I'll get my opinion on there. So just give me a second here. So, like, it's kind of like a little bit of what they did with TNA versus some of the Japan pro wrestlers. So, I guess it was the way to do it. So, let's see, Manning versus Mio Taka, and Mio Taka win that match. I don't even think they had a world title match. An unbelievable EC3 versus Ramota Hama. Which is, I don't know how they still keeping this undefeated streak going, but Ethan Carter III did win the match. I still don't get why, but I don't get why they're still pushing him, and if he's not going to, not do much of anything. This is my opinion. Versus Velvet Sky. I don't know how she, because I know some people was complaining that how she ended up getting the title match. So I couldn't tell you how. So Havoc is the winner. Great Muda Tajiri versus James Thorne and the Great Sonata. The Great Muda and Tajiri did win that match, and that was mainly the main event, which is kind of, well, they were too good to have, like a championship match. So I really don't get that. So it's like, I guess they thought they can do okay without a title match. It's just my opinion. But, let's see. Might as well just get into SmackDown. They had their 15th year show this past Friday. It I think they could have did more, could have asked Sci-Fi to give them maybe like at least 3 hours just to start a break. But, I don't know. I just think they could have did a little bit better at least. Well, let's see, they had a 15-minute tag. Let's see, what else? They had the Miz TV with the Miz with guests both Dean Ambrose and Valentina. So they both went at it, and Cena did get the upper hand on there. So, decent Raw. I mean, decent SmackDown, I should say. So, not too bad. What in the world? Take a quick break. We're going to talk about more, and I'm going to do a little bit of my surprise, so we'll be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat, washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by, and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, make it a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Yeah. In his arms. Yeah. Nothing's making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the 5 and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then men wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiles.
Randy Orton. Dolph Ziggler won. No, he didn't. Randy Orton won that match with a great finish. Seth Rollins versus Jack Swagger. You got Seth Rollins winning that match. He's holding the tights, so. Though. Rusev versus Big Show. Rusev won by disqualification. Sheamus versus The Miz. The Miz won by countout. Six Divas tag match. Nikki Bella, Karen, Summer Rae versus Brie Bella, Naomi, and Natalya. Yeah, Brie Bella, Naomi, and Natalya win the match. And the main event was contract on the pole match. It was like no disqualification. Dean Ambrose did win the match. John Cena was doing the AA to Kane, and Dean Ambrose climbing up and got the contract. So, for how it sets up, and the shocking thing was, like, they started to do that match because they were supposed to be saved for the pay-per-view, so I guess they decided to do that early. And it was going to have two Hell in a Cell matches, Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins for the Hell in a Cell match, Randy Orton versus John Cena in the Hell in a Cell match. I did point something out that, probably as far as I remember, I think John Cena had never won a Hell in a Cell match. So it would be interesting what they're going to do with this bout. So that's two matches made so far for Hell in a Cell, and it's like a couple of weeks away, but I'm thinking they had to make, more pretty soon. They don't want to do it like all the week of or something like that. So we see. Overall, Monday Night Raw was, it was pretty good. So, just can't complain about that. It wasn't like it was a fantastic show, but it was a good show. Not saying it was a great show, but it was a good show. And of course, like, some of the wrestling always delivers. So, that's nothing new. They was in Atlanta, and thought they had like a good crowd. And at first, they was all cheering for Cena, and then just out of nowhere, they just started booing, which those typical fans. So I guess that's something you can't complain about.
This is the 10 tracks that they have right now is out on iTunes. So check that out, and don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com. Also check out upcoming shows like Wednesday, Hazel Runs Her Mouth, and Thursday, The Smarks List. I don't know if he has been doing the show as of late, but let's see, I'll talk to him about that. But let me get out of here, and also look on the website also for like upcoming like independent local wrestling shows in the area, so look for that. And I will just see y'all next week. So until then, peace.